your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, The Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
This is Romeo Dubs, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the epic Roster Watch podcast brought to you by RosterWatch.com. My name is Alex Dunlap, here with the Trash Man and Cody Carpentier, as we are knee deep in NFL training camp news. We have Can't Miss Mitch right now. We have the text chain with him. He's at Patriots camp right now, just oogling over Jalen Polk. Cody and Trash Man about to be deployed, as well as Byron Lambert. So we're all going to be on the road getting all this information, these news and notes for you guys. And we're super pumped to be doing it. We're also, of course, on the weekends, 5 to 7 Eastern, SiriusXM and Fantasy Sports Radio. The cheat sheets this week have all been updated. Cody's running an update right now to the standard half-point PPR. I updated yesterday PPR, which was, I was telling Cody, just a brutal update with some of the new ADPs that came in. But I feel like I have it dialed. And just this morning, in a much easier feat, After getting the PBR cheat sheet updated, the Superflex and two quarterback cheat sheet, only took me a few manual runs to get it dialed in. I actually want to share a screen right now and just run one. I had one setup that I think it has me picking from the seven hole, and it's going to be an Anthony Richardson draft. So since I know it's going to be an Anthony Richardson draft, I know it can't go. Can't go too bad, right, Cody? So we're gonna do this one. Let's see, super boomer styles here, getting this thing pulled up. All right.
Waiting, click that like button, click subscribe. Everything Roster Watch on all platforms: YouTube, podcast, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Everything Roster Watch. RosterWatch.com. Get the ultimate draft cheat sheet. That's what Alex is about to pull up right now.
Look at Cody just filling some air there. Okay. All right. So this is Superflex. The teams here are going to be one quarterback, two running back, two wide receivers, one tight end, one flex, one super flex, one defense, one kicker. So this is home league Superflex stuff. Six bench spots. As I said, I knew this was going to be Anthony Richardson. So this is the one I wanted to go with here. It went Josh Allen, Christian McCaffrey, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, then somebody took Dak Prescott ahead of Anthony Richardson or CJ Stroud.
So, draft as a fish.
I like picking at the 107 because you almost always get either CJ Stroud or Anthony Richardson with the way that things fall. So we're going to get Richardson with this one and just see how the rest of the draft goes. So Richardson goes here with this one. We get to the 206 and the cheat sheet says we have to take Breece Hall. So we get started with Anthony Richardson and Breece Hall. We're down to the 307. Anthony Richardson, Caleb Williams team. 307, we take Caleb.
I love that.
Okay, at the 406, we can take Pacheco, or the cheat sheet says you can either take Pacheco or Drake London. With the cheat sheet, I always lean toward balance, right? So we already have a running back in Breece Hall. I'm going to take Drake London here if I have the choice between the two.
Positional question. Drake London's right there, right next to Mike Evans. I know Mike Evans is below him on the cheat sheet. Overall on the season, if you had to rank the two guys, you prefer London to Evans pretty clearly, or do you think that's close?
I think it's more of an upside play versus a how sure you are kind of play, right? I think Drake London could go for like 1,400 yards. And I know that Mike Evans has that in his bag too, but I see Mike Evans as being more in, you know, I think he's going to get his 1,000 yards again. It's the 1,000, 1,100 yards, 8-9 touchdowns or something like that.
You're playing upside instead of floor. I get it.
Okay, so the next pick here wants us to take we have to take Alvin Kamara at the 507. So we start out Breece Hall, Alvin Kamara. Now we have another choice here, Kenneth Walker or Devontae Smith.
Just letting you know, we've drafted three players with byes in week 12. Already.
Who cares? We'll deal with that in week 12. I do not care one bit about that. Kenneth Walker or
I've had some nightmare weeks.
We've all had nightmare weeks. That's fantasy football trash, man. We've all had nightmare.
If we have the choice, maybe err on the side of not picking another guy. Also, who's a
I'm always gonna lean towards balance more than bye weeks, but yeah, I guess if we do have a tiebreaker coming up, then we can look at the bye weeks. So since I'm leaning balance, I'm gonna go with Devontae Smith over Kenneth Walker. The next pick up here says we have to take Tank Dell, so we'll take Tank Dell. This team's looking pretty sick. Okay. This is a little interesting. Haven't been getting much Jay Brooks at all, and we have some kind of intel on Jay Brooks that we got this week from some sources in Carolina that we'll talk about. I'm taking Jay Brooks here as my running back three in a super flex. I'm certainly happy to do that.
I definitely feel fine about it on the bench. That's for sure.
How do you feel about this at 907, Rashee Rice? I don't think he's going to miss that much time at all. He just isn't. I moved him up on both cheat sheets.
He was top five last year in yak per reception. So
I priced in basically what I did was I priced in three games missing, and it's like he's falling, he's a value right now. I think it could be four games, but there's a chance it could be zero. I like getting Rice and Worthy or Rice and Brown or something like this. So we'll
take Rice then. We don't really have an option, do we? It's just straight up Rice. It's not Rice.
Yeah, you just got to take him. Well, speaking of Rice and Worthy, that's what we're going to do here. Rice in the ninth, Worthy in the tenth. So one of those guys will hit. Okay, so we've already have our second quarterback, but it's offering us Will Levis or Kyle Pitts. I kind of just want to take Pitts here. I know we already have Drake London, but same kind of built-in upside. I'm going to go Pitts. Okay, so we're going to take Antonio Gibson with the 1206. Yeah, we have a choice between Jalen Wright and Dontavian Wicks. I think I want to take Wright.
Right.
And then with
love
the final
loves Wicks.
What?
Said love loves Wicks.
Yep. With the final pick, we'll take Dontavian Wicks. So here's that team. Anthony, and again, I just followed the cheat sheet right by the book. It gave us a really balanced roster with really, I mean, this is an awesome team. Anthony Richardson, Caleb Williams at the super flex. The starters are Breece Hall, Alvin Kamara, Drake London, Devontae Smith, Kyle Pitts and Tank Dell. The bench is Jonathan Brooks, Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Antonio Gibson, Jalen Wright, and Dontavian Wicks. I mean, I can see what score they're going to give me, but I don't care. Like that's an awesome team. Like,
I mean,
I'm going to that's minus. A I'm pissed off about that. What?
Oh my God.
A minus. What the A minus. who gave me a bad grade here? I mean, golly.
They all loved it.
What do you need to do to get an A-plus around here?
You want to win your fantasy draft?
No, I mean, like, really. Do you really, really, really want to win your fantasy draft? Because you can win your fantasy draft with the Roster Watch Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet, available at rosterwatch.com. It's the revolutionary cheat sheet that changed fantasy football forever, and it's the only tool you'll need this draft season. You've heard Roster Watch live on SiriusXM Radio here on the podcasts from all the NFL training camps. Now, all you have to do is follow the three simple rules at the top of the sheet of paper using the Roster Watch cheat sheet. That's it. Three rules. An expert quality draft is guaranteed if you follow the three simple rules. Guys, it couldn't be easier. The Roster Watch Ultimate Draft Cheat Sheet. You can't afford to draft without it. It's available now and only at rosterwatch.com.
For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with the Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
What's up to everybody in the chat, man? So glad to see everybody here. And thank you guys so much. If you can remember to like the show, subscribe to the channel, we certainly would appreciate it. Harry Snowman, Kip C, Matt Cassidy, Steven Zick, all you guys, man. Thank you so much for being here. And thanks for listening on the podcast feed as well. Hey, dude, what about this thing? And I wanted to just ask you about it. And it's about the Green Bay Packers, their receiving core. There's another thing remind me that something I just saw on the training camp fly around on NFL Network about the Bills and Keon Coleman and their wide receiver situation. But about Green Bay, you had a note in our SiriusXM kind of idea, like topics for the show sheet this weekend, that Jaden Reed is running out there in 12 personnel right now. That's a brand new thing, and that's different. He didn't do that at all last year.
That was one of my big players dominating. It was actually not Reed. It was actually Dobbs. One of the players I want to talk about that's dominating training camp. And I'm trash man. You like Dobbs. Listen, right? Listen, this is a big one for me. This is big. I liked Dobbs when he was coming out of Nevada. I liked him when he was coming out of Nevada. And then that Senior Bowl happened. And I was like,
that Senior Bowl wasn't as bad as it seemed.
Yes, it was.
It was horrible.
It was horrible, trash man.
Hey, and as many bad plays there were, he had just as many good plays.
He did not. I think both him and that quarterback of his were just like,
isn't in the league anymore.
That maybe it makes Dobbs better that he made that quarterback look good in college.
Correct.
What's it?
Strong is not even in the league anymore. My big thing here is everything and again, this is called, you know, getting off your priors, growing through, you know, over time, and just and being able to adjust. Otherwise,
there's something different between Robbie Dobbs
play like shit. We've seen Dobbs play good. We've seen him targeted often. And now when you hear things like Romeo is doing Romeo things, in our head, that brings back some recent bias, which is Senior Bowl. But then when you hear him running out there in 12 personnel, it's Dobbs, it's Reed, it's Musgrave and Davis at tight end. And then when you see Jair Alexander talking about, man, there's only one player I want to go against every day in practice. And Jair, I know,
stinks
Jair
now.
Alexander is not the old Jair Alexander. But when he's complimenting him like that, and he's saying, you know, 2 years ago, he wasn't even competing with me in these contested catches. Now Jair's a little bit older. Now he's like 50-50. They're splitting these opportunities, and it's a real competition. He's like, I get complete bias here from Jair Alexander saying Romeo's the second best receiver in football behind Davante Adams. But that's a big, big, big compliment. And
take the Senior Bowl.
Come along, and he's been able to evade it and push past it, and he's been able to beat Christian Watson out, and he's been able to beat out Dontavian Wicks. It has to say a lot, and it has to be taken for account. And he's dominating training camp right now.
I officially flipped.
I was anti. I was completely anti Romeo Dobbs. I have flipped.
You should stay that way.
Romeo Dobbs in 2024.
I mean, as usual, I get a pretty good read on these guys. Dobbs, if you take out the Senior Bowl and you just look at what he did last season, he was a good receiver. And there's definitely room to grow. I mean, like, take away his interview.
There's not that much room to grow. There's going to be split up between eight different guys.
We can talk about what we saw in two days at the Senior Bowl, or we can talk about what we saw
in three days.
That I actually saw was 2 days. And then we can talk about what he did last season. We can talk about what he's done in camp. We can talk about the other plays they were talking up. I mean, if we're just looking at the
body.
Wait, you guys are acting like he's been Jerry Rice in the NFL.
Are you kidding me? This is ludicrous.
If we're talking about the body of work, Dobbs has been
the second best receiver per Cody Carpentier. The second best receiver.
Bullshit.
Davante Adams. My God, Cody. You should be in
my mouth. Alex, we need to mute Alex, trash man. You and me need to have the conversation.
Hey, listen, so we can get all the muted.
I've been trying to mute him for years. This is not working. That button doesn't work.
Look, I can unmute my own self. Listen, guys. Let's talk about the Buffalo Bills.
Listen, we have to address this. You have to address this.
I don't want Romeo Dobbs. This makes me more interested in Jaden Reed because I thought there was no chance that he was going to be playing in two wide receiver sets.
Zebra can't change his stripes, Cody.
Where does Dobbs even – I don't even know his ADP. Where does he even – like, I'm not interested in Dobbs. I don't even know where he goes.
ADP is like the 13th round.
Romeo. There can't be more than one of him. Dude, no, I mean –
Bro, he's at 100 receptions and 1,100 yards in 2 years. At a certain point, you have to come off. I came off like I got it. Like I'm not going to.
He's not in a good situation. There, Matt Cassidy in the chat saying bet it. Like I'll make a bet with you on him. Like I'll say, I'll look at guys around his eight. Oh, all right, Curtis Samuel has a better fantasy season than Romeo Dobbs.
You're an idiot.
In PPR.
You're an idiot.
Okay, well, bet me then. Do you want to make it three Jimmy John sandwiches? I have my notebook right here.
I don't want to make it three Jimmy John sandwiches. I want to make it a beef rib at Terry Black's.
Okay, well, we just used three Jimmy John sandwiches for code. Okay, babe, you want to make it? You want to make it a beef rib?
I want a femur from Terry Black's.
Okay. Like large, just one bone beef rib or a two bone beef rib.
He's got to fuel up that squat record body of his.
All right, so Terry Black's one large beef rib.
Alex just dug his own grave by selecting a random player, Curtis Samuel.
No, because Samuel's the next guy that I want to talk about. It's not random. This is all a perfect segue. So Samuel versus Dobbs, PPR, and that's with Cody.
I mean, Shakir's been the most consistent receiver in that offense anyways up to this point.
All right. Here we go.
Hey there, Roster Watch Nation. It's your Philly neighbor Trash Man, and Underdog Fantasy is the only place to get your NFL pick 'em action. Couldn't be easier. Just look at Underdog's stat projections for NFL players and choose higher or lower. Do you think Tyreek Hill is going to smash this week? Take the higher. Do you hate Saquon Barkley's matchup? Take the lower. And if you don't know what to choose, here's the good news. RosterWatch is here for you in 2024. We have an all-new weekly Underdog Pick'em show for each slate of the season starting in week one. It's time for RosterWatch Nation to dominate in the Pick'em streets. Go to UnderdogFantasy.com and sign up using promo code ROSTER to claim your special pick, plus first-time deposit offer of up to $250 in bonus cash. And remember, you have to use their promo code ROSTER.
The Bills. So I was just watching. They were interviewing Josh Allen because they had a he had a big toss down the sideline to Keon Coleman. And he was talking about Keon Coleman and his there'll be something probably on Roto World or something later about this, but talking about his catch radius and all this stuff like that. Like Josh Allen kind of talking up Keon Coleman a little bit. And then you have, I forgot which one it was, like Garofalo, Pelissero, one of these guys who has obviously been talking to the team and been talking to guys behind the scenes and saying like, look, for Josh Allen, like they all, he said like the Bills understand that they don't have a number one wide receiver this year. And they never went out and replaced Stephon Diggs. And they're hoping to cobble this thing together out of this group. And the guys that they mentioned were Keon Coleman, Curtis Samuel, and Khalil Shakir. And it just makes me wonder, it's like, man, what, for one, what happened with Key? Like, is Key? We're going to hear about that big Keon Coleman catch, and people are going to say he's heating up, and he might be one of these guys dominating training camp now, or something like that, right? Because all it takes is a few highlights. But what does it say that like the basically the team's telling insiders that we don't view this guy as a number one receiver? Why did you take him so early?
It's maturation process, right? This is what we heard over the last 3 months. And it's not, I don't want to say it's eerily similar to the stuff we heard out of Jameson maybe a year ago, but it's like them telling us exactly how they feel, which is we really like the guy. He makes big splash plays. Josh Allen said he has a sick catch radius, but there's certain things in his route game that we can't trust yet. There's certain things in the playbook that he can't trust yet. You can only, I mean, you have to take what they give you.
I mean, I think it's,
I don't think
he's
not a wide receiver one.
And, you know, the team, you know, right out of the bat, you know, says he's a number one receiver. It's that would be unlikely.
Okay, so that's the thought. It would be, like Marvin Harrison Jr. is the number one wide receiver. He's a first-round pick. Malik Nabers, they say he's their number one wide receiver. He's a first-round pick.
Look at the other players that he's working with. I mean, and we talked about – when Keon Coleman, one of the things we talked about was that he was kind of a developmental prospect.
Well, no, there are other development – I mean, Brian Thomas Jr. is just – I mean, more. I think more developmental than Keon Coleman.
Yeah, but he hasn't
had – he's on a different team.
I know. So why is Keon Coleman the only highly drafted wide receiver that we're talking about that nobody's saying has a chance to come in and be coming in and being the number one?
No one's saying he doesn't have a chance.
You're right.
Okay. So do you like Keon Coleman? Josh Allen's consensus quarterback one. Who's he through? Yeah. Like it's and if so, if you don't like Keon Coleman, you have to like Curtis Samuel or Shakir.
I like Curtis Samuel.
It can't all be Kincaid.
I love Kincaid.
Okay. Well, I was just curious to see like where you guys thought about.
I mean, I view it a lot like I view the Kansas City receiving core. I think Buffalo's pulling a Kansas City.
No, Kansas City's not pulling a Kansas City this year. They're pulling a new thing. They have Hollywood Brown, Rashi Rice, and Xavier Worthy. They have some Lamborghinis.
No. Trashman's right. They're a year behind. They're pulling the Kansas City, but they're continuing to be a year behind the whole track. This year's Buffalo is last year's Kansas City.
Who do you guys think's dominating?
Will Shipley.
All right. Tell us about Will Shipley.
I mean, he's getting first team reps with the Eagles and the Eagles running back group. I mean, which says more than I thought that Shipley had in him.
If the Eagles are too smart a team to give that guy reps over Saquon Barkley in the regular season. That's not happening.
Well, I mean, the question was who's dominating in training camp? Who, you know, and we have a rookie running back playing with the first team for, you know, one arguably the best team in the NFC East.
Does your 10K buy-in league, or how much is that buy-in league in that one league in that local Austin Rich Guy league? What's the buy-in?
Between 8 and 10.
Okay, so in that whatever in your 10K league, do you get any fantasy points for dominating practices in preseason?
No, but that's the title of this podcast. That's what I'm doing.